DJW Mobile.
M0TR. I heard you and Dave talking there a minute ago, and I wanted to tell you something about your old house.
Is that the one the woman lives in that doesn't take care of the yard?
Yeah, and her brother, and neither one does. They're lazy as all get out. I think this was the third time, wasn't it, Bernice? The basement's flooded, I know, at least three times. And the reason being is their daddy was alive 4 or 5 years ago, and he had repaired the water line from the street coming in, and it broke. And that flooded the basement. Well, while they were digging it up, they cut the French drains in half that run around the perimeter of the house. And they decided not to repair them. So they didn't. So since then, it's flooded like three more times. And I know this last time, the insurance company refused to clean it. And they had the servo mation out and you name it. They had them out there. And they were shoveling water out of the basement. And so this time, it ripped all of the sheetrock, Dave. And he had an office down there for the Catholic Church, and then I think he changed over to the Christian Church, somebody told me, the neighbors. And it was just a mess, and so they actually throwed out everything in the basement, which filled one of those big dumpsters. And then on top of that, they had to have another company go in and tear out all of the sheetrock. And none of this was under insurance. They don't listen to anything. And I tried to help them. I give them a brochure on drive. It's all dry. It goes around the perimeter of the basement like we got in ours. But we've never, knock on wood, had a drop of rain affect ours. And you ought to be thankful that you wouldn't have let it go on like that. But be thankful you're not in that house.
No, we never had any issue with that. The only issue we ever had was I had my son a car, an RC radio controlled car, and that big basement, it was open. There was a few saws around the perimeter and airplanes hanging off the walls and a workbench all the way at the opposite side of the wall from your house. And eventually I put a little office down there. But my son had lots of room to run his RC car. And that car would get up to 70 miles an hour. That's how fast it was. It was a really, really nice RC car. And one time he got a little bit too close to the water heater's drain valve. And it had a spigot on it. And his RC car took the spigot right off of a water heater. But it had an on-off valve up above the water heater. I just set the on-off valve off, and a bunch of what was in there drained out, but we got that cleaned up pretty quick, put a new valve on it, and everything was good. That wasn't the house's problem. That was a little bit too close to the water heater.
Yeah, that's a freak accident, I'll tell you. Well, they won't listen to good sense. They put up solar. And I asked her about how it was working for him, because I never did see him put any backup batteries in there. And she said, oh, we don't like to owe anybody. So they had some inheritances from her dad, and then her aunt come there too. Grandma, yeah. Anyways, they paid $40,000 for that cash for that solar panels on the back side of the roof. And I'm telling you, if you can remember the worst time you ever seen pollen and then add a little dirt on it, and then there's a big oak tree out in the backyard and it's just about to hit them, and I've warned them about that. You don't very often see them. They rarely come out of the house. And they're nice kids. Don't make any mistake about that. They're in their probably late 20s, but they don't listen to good sense, and I feel sorry for them in a way, but in another way, both of them are working. they have some money left over from inheritance. And you ought to, you know, at least you have those limbs cut out of that tree where they don't hit that solar panels. And they never did buy the backup system for it. But she said she had never had an electric bill since then, since she put them up.
I don't like the idea of solar without batteries, but if she has never had an electric bill, then can't argue with that.
What she said, anyways, one day when I asked her, she works up at a local grocery store here, but they're not going to put out much longer. They was real nice. I went over and looked at them. I think they were 48 volts. I'm not sure, Dave, but I don't get any inverter noise or anything off of them, and I know they weren't smart enough to buy the ones that would even care about noise. There's some guys, and they usually buy their inverters from a company in Europe to keep from getting that extraneous noise, you know, all across the spectrum. But, yeah, there is that, but whenever you pay $40,000 up front, and how many years is it going to take to pay back when neither one of them's ever home during the day, and she works till about midnight, and so I don't think their electric bill will be all that much. It's in Gerald Shearer.
Power bill was $200 a month for 10 years. That'd only be half of what their investment was. They'd have to go for 20 years before they broke even. Yeah, that's expensive. That's a little bit more expensive than I think a solar system should cost.
They got it put in just before that, and I'm not sure of this, but I believe they used to pay you back kilowatt for kilowatt, which is around 11 point some odd cents now. And she got it put in just before that January cutoff, because I talked to the guys doing it. Well, at my age, it wouldn't be economically feasible to go solar, but they did get it in before the new law went into effect. Now I think that they only pay you back a half a kilowatt for each regenerated kilowatt that you put back into the grid.
So they charge you twice as much as they pay you for the same kilowatt? That doesn't seem right.
Positive about it, but that's kind of the way those guys that were doing the construction work put it. If I remember rightly, they've had it up there, probably 3 years. And, what I would be concerned with is, well, if you're going to have a new roof put on, looks like you'd have to take all of that stuff off, or else just not replace that part under it. And I don't know how the shingles would age underneath of it. And then one time we had a bad hailstorm 2 years after we moved down here, and it done about, I don't know, what was it, $30,000 worth of it? I don't remember. But it was $14,000 worth of damage. And we were up in Kansas visiting at the time. But I just wonder how durable they would be against a bad hailstorm. And they get them down here now and then.
But that would bother me. And I have seen several different solutions for that. One is like a roll-out shield. You know, like the weather shields that you can roll out. And the hail just bounces off of it before it gets to the solar panel. Another one is an inflatable shield, so when the hail balls hit it, they just bounce and go away, and they just sit right on the solar panels, and they bounce off of it. And another one is the solar panels flip on their side, so that the chances of hitting a panel are next to nothing. You're going to hit the side of a panel maybe if you hit anything. But I would want to have some kind of insurance against the hailstorm, because I've seen pictures of solar farms where a hailstorm went across it and just about ruined every single panel in that solar farm. And I'm at home, Tom, so I'm going to jump out of here it's time for the dogs to get up and go out. So I'm going to get them up, put their leashes on them, and make our every other hour walk around the perimeter of the yard. Anyway, good talking to you. And if I don't talk to you before that, I'll catch you on the net tonight. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. W4DJW.
She's sitting here, and you already did. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, I saw those same pictures probably. I think it was in Texas, and it just decimated that acres of solar panels. But they made some really neat advances lately. You know, in the old photo cells on our cameras, was silicon was a good one, blue silicon, and gallium arsenide, selenide. Well, there's a new solar cell that's really, really thin and like a film. And it's gallium arsenide and something else. I can't remember the last component. But they're doing better, and it's you know, more efficient if they can just start making them in the United States instead of China. Anyways, take care, Dave. Good to talk to you. W4DJW and 0TR, and say hello to Amy.